Trump vows revenge for prosecutorial harassment. In 2024, it will be our turn. By Hannah Blow on August 3, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday spelled out his plan for revenge over the targeted harassment toward him at the hands of President Biden's Justice Department, warning in 2024, it will be our turn. Look, it's not my fault that my political opponent in the Democrat Party, crooked Joe Biden, has told his attorney general to charge the leading, by far, Republican nominee and former president of the United States, me, with as many crimes as can be concocted so that he is forced to spend large amounts of time and money to defend himself, Trump said prior to his arraignment in Washington, D.C., on Thursday. Trump asserted that Democrats would not be targeting him with this unprecedented weaponization of justice if they wanted to run against him, as some claim. But soon, in 2024, it will be our turn, Trump warned, suggesting retribution in the future. MAGA. Indeed, President Biden has long wanted his DOJ to target Trump, particularly for what transpired on January 6, 2021, at the U.S. Capitol. An April 2022 piece in the New York Times details these desires, demonstrating how Biden hoped Attorney General Merrick Garland would be more aggressive in targeting Trump over January 6. The Times reported that Biden had confided to his inner circle that he believed former President Donald J. Trump was a threat to democracy and should be prosecuted, according to two people familiar with his comments. And while the president has never communicated his frustrations directly to Mr. Garland, he has said privately that he wanted Mr. Garland to act less like a ponderous judge and more like a prosecutor who is willing to take decisive action over the events of January 6, per the report. Trump's latest indictment, in which he faces four counts: conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights, conveniently came the day after Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, implicated President Biden in the influence-peddling schemes of the 80-year-old's younger, troubled son. Trump campaign staffers handed a flyer to reporters in the motorcade en route to the courthouse on Thursday, which made this same point, noting that the latest indictment came a single day after the House heard testimony that Biden lied about his business calls with Hunter. It also shows similar parallels with past indictments, which kicked off in April. Biden and his family steal millions and millions of dollars, including bribes from foreign countries, and I'm headed to D.C. to be arrested for protesting a crooked election, Trump said on Truth Social prior to his arraignment. Unfair venue, unfair judge. We are a nation in decline. MAGA, he exclaimed.